Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2009 September Back to School edition of the Mindshare Learner Report. My name is Mitchell Ann Townsend, your Higher Education Editor. Today we are very pleased to welcome Anne-Marie Vaughn, the Director of Distance Education and Learning Technology Center for Memorial University in Newfoundland. Welcome, Director Vaughn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Townsend.
Great. Director Vaughn, we're very pleased to have you here with us today. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Memorial University?
I sure can, and it's a pleasure for me to do that. I have been Director of Distance Education and Learning Technology since 2001, though I have 19 years of history with Memorial, and I'm a graduate of Memorial University. I've completed bachelor and master's degrees in a residential setting. And now I'm living the distance education experience as I complete a doctoral degree via distance, and I balance work and life with a four-year-old. This provides me a perspective on the student experience, as well as a constructive eye on the attributes of a good learning experience for distance education and for e-learning overall.
Right. Could you tell us a little bit about Memorial University, where it's located, and a little bit about the university itself?
Sure, I can. Memorial University is located in numerous parts of Newfoundland and Labrador, in St. John's, in Cornerbrook. We have an institute in Labrador, in Goose Bay, Happy Valley Goose Bay. We're also located in the island of St. Pierre and Miquelon, and in Harlow in England. And Memorial was created in 1925 as a university college, and in 1949 as a university. Interesting. As the first legislative act of the newly formed government as part of Canada. And this speaks to the importance of the university in the community and how it is integrated into the social, economic, and cultural fabric of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Right, excellent. Could you talk a little bit about your division, the Distance Education and Learning Technologies Division, and how that's supporting the university's mission?
I certainly can, Mr. Townsend. First of all, I should state that the university has always had the mandate of serving all the citizens of this province. And it's a role that we take seriously. We embrace its challenge and the opportunity and the uniqueness that's provided by this part of our mission. Distance education learning technology is a significant part of the university's most recent strategic plan as we support all teaching and learning at Memorial. And our distance education services in particular were noted as a top priority from the external community, particularly rural communities of this province, in the planning consultations that developed the plan. Distance education will now begin its 40th anniversary celebration this September, now offering some 400 courses in numerous degree programs to over 17,000 student registrations annually. But we also combine this with a blended learning offerings at the university in that we combine this technology for over 1,000 course sections every year for technology-enabled courses on campus, totaling over 47,000 registrants annually that are impacted by online learning and the services of our unit.
That's quite impressive in depth, breadth, and history concerning that e-learning is a relatively new field. It seems like Memorial University has been involved quite extensively for some time in helping to support the university's mission. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much. We certainly have. We had our first course using email in 1988, and that was well ahead of many other universities. So we've been in the field of constantly moving and changing and pushing technology throughout our 40 years of history.
Wow, it sure sounds like that. And let's talk about a final question. We hear the latest buzz in all of the publications and conferences about 21st century global knowledge economy and how education is changing and evolving, trying to create the structures and the technologies to support 21st century learners. Can you give us a little of your sense of how the Distance Education Learning Technology Center in conjunction with Memorial is creating the conditions to support 21st century learners?
I certainly can, Mr. Townsend. I really appreciate this question, actually, because how we're doing it in Newfoundland and Labrador is a little bit unique, and it probably speaks to the uniqueness of our geography and history. Because, first of all, we are all connected as an educational system in the province. and we provide a common learning platform for e-learning in partnership with the College of the North Atlantic and the Center for Distance Learning and Innovation, which supports K-12 e-learning in the province. This provides needs of transition and access for our students within the system and a common platform for learning in communities and homes throughout the province. We are the only jurisdiction in North America to have such a platform that rides from both K to 20 and moves back and forth and follows students through their transition within the public education system. To accomplish this, we enjoy a wonderful relationship and support with the provincial government's Department of Education, and they certainly have been very supportive both financially and also from a cheerleader sort of perspective out talking about the expertise that we can provide. From a program level, we pride ourselves in developing programs that are relevant to provincial needs, student demands, and a global market. And we focus on the needs of our alumni in particular, and we use technology creatively in our distance education courses and on campus to enhance the teaching and learning experience overall. But I believe that the strategic advantage for Memorial that has placed Memorial as a national leader in this field over the years is that we are a residential university that offers distance programs. And in other words, our faculty are backed by residential faculty who are engaged in teaching and research. We leverage, did you want me to go on? Or?
Yes, please do indeed. This is quite interesting.
We leverage our developed expertise in distance education to benefit campus courses. So as I mentioned earlier, we have over 1,000 course sections that are technology-enabled, and we use technology such as Second Life for the delivery of programs around the institution. And that's used to support the experiential learning opportunities that we can provide. And I'll just give you a direct example. Most recently, in the winter semester of 2009, we developed with faculty and students in engineering a virtual shipyard in our Second Life island. Students then went into work term in a real shipyard, and we captured the value add of moving from the virtual to the real experience, and that provided relevance and engagement of our students and skills that they'll need for the 21st century. All of the students in this course commented on the real value of being able to develop a shipyard in the virtual environment, but then go to work in a real-life setting and what that provided to the overall experience.
Right.
I have to say for me that this is a wonderful place to work. It's full of creatively talented people, and, you know, I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be part of a team in this unit, to have dedicated faculty around the university and engage students. And to enable all of this, there's a supportive administration, an external community, and government support, which together provides, you know, a combination. Not one group could do this solely. So when I talk about Delta and its expertise, we would not be able to do that without the support of the external community, without the support of government, without engaged faculty. That all really lends itself to a wonderful opportunity for our students.
Excellent. You know, in listening to you describe the conditions that have created the support structure to develop 21st century programs and learning, it seems to me a very common element is the comprehensive buy-in of all sectors of the equation, from the community to the administration, to the technical support side of it, as well as having enough talented individuals in order to administer this program. It sounds like Memorial University has put together over the years a very solid and comprehensive structure that other universities might consider contacting you to emulate your success. Does that seem reasonable?
That would be wonderful, Mr. Townsend. We'd certainly welcome that. And, you know, for me, it's been a real privilege to be a leader of this unit and to be proud of that activity within the university. It's constantly creative, constantly innovative, constantly trying to do new things. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity that not everybody gets to do day-to-day in their work lives.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Director Vaughn. I wanted to take this opportunity to say from what we've heard about Memorial University, you folks are involved in some really interesting and really innovative programs out there, and we're very pleased that we've been able to take this opportunity to allow Memorial University to continue to express itself through our magazine in a national format. Once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Great, and have a wonderful day.
You too.